Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dousing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And as 55 minutes goes on, I think and hope, I certainly hope, I try very hard to let people, let them know why I'm on this program, what's different about healing than what most of us are already familiar with, and the fact how well it works. So we'll be covering this evening, and if somebody would like to call in, I will give you this number, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756, and what I will do is to douse, this is my way of picking up information inside the body. Some people call it medical intuitive. It is a gift. I've been doing it for many, many years, and I would not be working with life and death and cancer patients and people with serious illnesses and things like that if I was not getting very, very high accuracy. And while I'm mentioning that, I let people know right up front whether I can help them. If I cannot help them, I let them know before we even get into what's my program about and so forth, because very, very advanced cases of different diseases are basically not what I'm all about. What I'm all about is to let people know, here's a key phrase, at cell level. At cell level, early on in the stages of different diseases and illnesses that are brewing, and guaranteed, everyone, guaranteed, doctors will not pick it up at the level that I'm picking things up. It is vibrational medicine, is another way to explain it. It is picking up the compatibility of the healing of the body for what it needs, and here is a big, big part of it, by genetics, by individual genetics. No more guessing, okay? No more experimenting if you decide to come with me. And what I do is to bring a balance to your particular genetics, nobody else, just you. Everybody's different and none of us are alike. And that you finally are taking in the different foods that are right for you, not that what you saw on CNN health program or read in a health magazine at the gym. What is right for you? What is right just for you? And because majority of my work is if I can help somebody, when I tell them things that are not what we would hope to be totally healthy about, And I don't have anybody who comes to me who starts out that way. I promise you. Okay. It may be, what level of health are we talking about? And who's making the judgments? Who's making the judgments as to what is healthy? Because your cholesterol and your blood pressure is normal because you're taking drugs, medicines for it, does that make you healthy and the magic number is right on and the doctor's very happy about it and you're as healthy as a horse? Hello? Is it somebody calling in?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who is this?
Heather?
Somebody calling?
I'm sorry?
We're on radio, internet radio. Are you
okay.
A client who's calling in?
I'm Heather from Nova Scotia.
Yes. What your name again?
Heather.
Heather, yes. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Would you like me to douse and
yes,
let
I
you
would.
Know, are you in the healthy zone? Are you in a neutral healing zone?
Okay, I'll just give you a bit of background.
I just
resigned my job a couple of weeks ago, and it was very stressful. And just having resigned, I don't feel stress anymore, so I feel very healthy. I'm just on my way back, and my main priority is to get healthy.
Yeah. Well, would you like me to see if you are at cell level, what we call healthy or not healthy or in the middle?
Okay.
Sure,
go ahead.
Yeah, okay. First of all, how old are you, Heather?
I am 46.
Okay. All right. So let's take this a little simple dowsing rod that I use, and I don't come up with the answers. The information is demonstrated by the vibrations of the dowsing rod. What is going on with this person? It is a God-given gift. There's no question about it. Dowsing is a very popular way of finding water, where engineers used sticks and pieces of wishbone hardware to find vibrations and pick up water when they run these instruments across the ground. Well, I am really, the vibrations are, what I'm doing is very similar, and I'm picking up what is the compatibility of certain foods and certain supplements to the body, and also being able to pick up early stages of disease. Now, first of all, what I mentioned earlier, Heather, if I cannot help somebody, I would tell them right up front. Good news.
Okay, appreciate
whatever
that.
Whatever is going on in your body, whatever it is, I will be able to help you. Okay, so let's see where you are in the, there is the negative, then there's the neutral zone, and then there's the healthy zone.
Okay.
With vibrationally, you're at the bottom of the neutral. Your next step is to move into unhealthy. Well, let me tell you, first of all, there are no accidents. The people that come to me or the people who call me and then get together on the phone during the week, they come to me because they need help and something says, I think I'll call Dr. Needle. So what I'm showing here is that I do three different, I don't go through and do what a medical doctor calls a physical, but I take three major systems of the body and let you know where you stand with them. And with your permission, I would look at your heart, your arteries, your blood sugar level, and any early stages of cancer in the body. Would you like me to do that?
Sure.
Okay, good. I like your attitude. Okay, let's start with the heart itself. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There is some negative vibrations that are going on there. Doesn't mean that you're ready to, you know, have a heart attack. Please don't misconstrue what I'm saying here. But there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies that are creating a negative vibration for the heart itself. So let's look at the arteries. Is there a blockage of arteries? Okay. There is a minimal amount of blockage in the arteries, and both of these things that I've mentioned, the heart and these nutritional deficiencies, number two, the actual plaque in your arteries can all be reversed, not just stopped. That's what's great, because there is, let's hold on a second, and there's, let's look at the percentage of in the arteries. Hold on. Okay. It's not good to have any plaque in your arteries. There is a roughly 20% blockage. If you come with me and you work with Dr. Needle and his program, I guarantee you that plaque will be out of you with 20%, probably within the first year it will be gone. And those nutritional deficiencies in the heart will be provided, because it will be compatible nutritional supplements that I have made for me. I don't use anybody's or from a health food store. I use only what I find and what works and works at cell levels to heal the body. So let's go to the third process, okay? And this is very, Heather, whether you're in the United States or Canada or all over the world, it is so typical that there are cell level, and doctors will tell you this, there are cancer cells, not tumors, but cancer cells that float around in people's bodies for the mass public.
Okay, you're talking free radicals, or?
No, I'm talking cancer cells.
Okay.
I'm not talking free radicals, okay, you're talking about oxygenation, and let me explain what we're talking, let me continue with this. These cells are floating around. And is there cancer in your family?
No.
Okay, all right. So you may never get cancer, okay? My patients who are with me and they're with me 2 to 3 months on up to 5, 6, 7 years don't have any cancer cells in their system, because we create cell oxygenation, and cancer cells can't get started in high oxygen. They can't exist, and that blows them out. So this minimal cell level, it's not to frighten you. It's to let you know you and millions and multi-millions of people are wandering around with it, but none of my clients who are sticking with me at least 60 to 90 days or more, none of them have it. So that's the third thing I wanted to mention. So there are, is there anything that you would like me to look at this point?
Yeah, what kind
and let
of
you
protein
know beyond what I've picked out?
Yeah, what kind of protein should I be eating, or am I more partial to?
Okay, all right. I'll give this out. And then what I would like you to do is that call me during the week. You have a pencil?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you my toll-free number in Atlanta. I'm on Eastern Standard Time, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. There will be, Heather, a free consultation, and I'm not going to go through all the categories of 500 different foods, because that's what I give to people in my program. But I will go ahead and answer the protein for you, and let's see what the number one protein for you, and you will have 500 foods that 7 pages of doused foods, and I want to mention to you, and while we're at it, the primary cause of why your heart's not working right, the primary cause of the plaque in your arteries, the primary cause, okay, and let's look at the blood sugar, okay? The blood sugar is not normal, but it's not, you're not close to diabetes or pre-diabetic. We didn't cover that part, so I'll quickly tell you that. But those two first things that were pulled up is the primary cause of sickness and disease is eating incompatible foods for Heather's genetics. You're not going to hear that from your doctor. He doesn't know anything about it. He makes his money with drugs and surgery. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he wouldn't pick up, more than likely, about the heart or the arteries. He would probably not pick that up, just depending, you know, what the machinery is where you are in Canada. But that's what the beauty, that before it gets to be a full-blown disease, where if you have heart disease, or whether they're looking to give you a bypass surgery or put a stent in your artery or whatever, that you can turn this around because you'd be eating the right foods and taking the right supplements for your body. So let's take a look, and I'll ask a few questions to myself at this point. Hold on. Are you eating a lot of chicken?
So-so. Mm-hmm.
Are you eating much meat?
Well, a little bit. I consider myself a very healthy eater as far as the lean proteins. A little bit of pork.
Can
of
I
chicken,
stop you?
The beans.
Heather, can I stop you?
Yes.
Okay. You got to understand this: why I'm on the air and talking to people around the world is that eating right is a guess. Lean for you may or may not be right. You don't know that, and no one, unless they are doing adequate dousing, can really understand what's the protein. And my gift from God and from the brain damage that occurred to my mother over 30 years ago moved me out of the corporate world to say there must be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health. It doesn't work. And so, back to this protein, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Negative irritation and inflammation for veal, for lamb, for turkey, for chicken, for hamburger, for steak, and for pork. Those are all contributing to your condition tonight, and I haven't gone into thyroid and I do that in my practice with my patients. And we don't do all of that on the air. We're not giving a complete physical to someone. So, but what I'm saying is that you are a young woman. You know, I just turned 72 2 days ago. I take no medicines. I take no drugs. My wife is 71. She doesn't either, because we don't need them. And guess what? Our particular blood profiles are very, very good. We're very, very healthy. We've been doing this a few years, and it has taken place, but our genetics is lousy. We don't come from long-lived people, neither one of us. So people that stay with me, they get younger inside, and that's very, very important. So I would say that you would do very, very well for your genetics. Doesn't matter at this point. You're going to say, well, I don't like it, or I don't know, want to eat it. But fish is very strong for you. That would be a very strong protein for you. So you're not vegetarian, okay? And but the real problem for you is not the lean meats or fats in these foods. It is eating incompatible food for your genetics. You following me?
Yes.
Okay. And so there's more to the protein, and I'm not going to get into that with you. I will get into it with you if you give me a call between 9 and 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. Like, you can call me tomorrow morning or any time during the day. There'll be no charge, and I'll be glad to go further with you and see what else that's going on with your system and explain the 500 foods that I do for you, and then the recommended supplements. Do you take vitamins?
I take, multivitamin for women.
Okay. Well, we'll see if that multivitamin for women vibrates positively in your system.
Okay. One other question. Can you tell me what my internal age?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell me what's my internal age?
Okay. We'll end with that one. Okay. You said that you are 46?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on a minute. Okay. This is not to alarm you. This is very typical. The real age inside of your body is 69. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
It's not.
I have
not
to laugh.
Thrilling
I
to hear that. What is thrilling? Let me tell you something, Heather, and then for everybody that's listening in tonight. Okay, anything that I tell you, because I can help you, can be reversed, or it can be stopped in its tracks. Give you an example. Someone has early stages of Alzheimer's, okay? Something like that has to be some kind of miraculous substance that has not been found yet. But through the grace of God, I have people like that, and it has stopped it. It has stopped it in its tracks, just like osteoporosis. You can't go back and heal the perforation in the spine that caused the osteoporosis, but you can stop the progression of it, and that's what's important. So there are other things going on in your body, and again, I can help you. My program is affordable, and let me give you the alternatives, whether you're in Canada, United States, or other places. Okay, you can go for drugs and surgery. You can hang up from me and not call me and kind of pretend it didn't happen and let it go and say, well, maybe this man is wrong, and I'm not. You can say, well, I'll go to an alternative doctor, a naturopathic physician or acupuncturist, a chiropractor who's into nutrition. They're going to all be treating symptoms. I don't treat the 20% plaque in your arteries. I don't treat the going on in your heart, the irregularity in the heart. And so you can wait. This choice, you can wait until that disease is full-blown, and then go to a medical doctor and let them do drugs and or surgery. And you see what I'm saying? We can arrest and turn around or stop and prevent in its track. And I know there are people listening tonight, I said this earlier, who have normal blood pressure and normal cholesterol, and it's not normal. If you're on a drug, it's not normal. It is controlling that symptom, but you're not doing away with the cause of it. So if you decide to give me a call, 1-800-653-1056, give me a call, tomorrow or, one day next week, or leave a message if I'm out, and I'll get back to you fairly quickly if I'm not with a client. And I can go further into this. And what's good, there are no signed contracts. You're not signing your life away. You are providing the right compatible protein, carbohydrates, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, see what I'm saying? Spices, we go way into it. And so your eating pattern will be changed. You will start putting in foods that are going to heal your body, and Dr. Needle will, through dowsing, pick up and recommend exactly what supplements that you can use to assist this eating plan and to give you a specific supplement water. You won't find it in the United States or Canada in the stores or on the internet. It's specially a bottle for me under my own private label of my company. And then you will erase those cancer markers and prevent any further progression of cancer from age 46 on, and begin to take that 69 years old. I'll give you an example. Okay, I've been doing this a few years. I just turned 72. I'm 41. It's my real age. Well, I'm no man. I'm not Superman. But that's what happens, because you can't stop aging, but you can slow it down, and you can repair through the free radical damage. You mentioned that phrase a little earlier, with the proper antioxidants that are right for your body. I'm going to throw something else to you right now, okay? Haven't you heard about the wonders of green tea?
Yes.
That polyphenols, antioxidants, fantastic healer. Not in your body, it's negative. Just gave you another example, if you come with me, the things that we work with. So you finally will take the antioxidants that heal your body and not guess or experiment or spend hundreds, and some people thousands, of dollars that I work with, particularly elderly people who have suitcases full of vitamins and antioxidants, and they've got mangosteen, and they've got this, and they've got that. Well, let me tell you, I go through it with them, and I would with you, because we do an hour and a half consultation after this plan is done for you, and then we go through and let you know, and even drugs, and I work with women to get them off of hormones, these bioidentical hormones. Let me tell you, folks, and Heather, let me tell you, there's already studies that show that there's a long-term possibility of cancer being created. You can't customize and tell a patient, which these doctors do, well, this is not like hormone therapy that killed thousands of women with heart attacks or put them in wheelchairs with strokes, and then 12 years later, telling them, oh, my goodness, we're sorry about that. We thought it was working. Well, it did reduce the sweats. Well, I reduced these sweats, and I reduced and minimized to nothing, in some cases, the menopause, okay, and the hot flashes, and there are no negative side effects. There are no negative side effects. It's such a beautiful way to live and be high energy, to truly be healthy, not what your doctor example of being healthy, because you know what they'll say? Well, Heather, what do you expect for your age? That's absurd. Your age is young to be having what I've just picked up tonight, and we haven't gone through your system to see what else is going on. All of it can be enhanced and healthy, either reversing or stopping the progression of it. So
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm glad there's not going to be a charge if we talk further in my office, and then you can decide, okay?
Thank you.
Bye. Wow. That's a young lady to be having negative vibrations about her heart at in her 40s, in her mid-40s, 69 years old inside her body. Well, I have to tell you, everyone, there's going to be other things that are going on in her system. If she decides to call me, if she is open enough, if she is really serious about getting healthy at high levels of health without any big sacrifices. And let's talk about drugs. Let's talk about medicinal drugs. And I mentioned this on the air last week. Every day, approximately 500 people die, okay? They die every day in this country from taking medicines that are taken at the right amount and exactly what the doctor prescribed. We're not talking about overdose. We're not talking, we are talking about contraindications that are going on, and that seniors who take more than four drugs, that the medical community admits that they have no clue more than four. If you are a senior or your grandparents, you need to have them call me at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056 at my office during the week, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, and let's talk and let's see what's going on, because there are going to be contraindications. But how about 500 people a day doing the right thing? You know, the doctor would be so proud of them. 500 people a day are dying. I didn't make that up, everyone. That's out there. So, the medicines are treating a symptom. The medicines are treating a symptom. They're not removing the cause. Let me tell you about, I like to when I have during the week, something that's pertinent to the show when I do it. And I want to mention also, if you have any friends, neighbors, and or someone who's not doing very well physically, that I'm also on Tuesday night as well. It is a rerun of tonight. So Thursday night, I do this program, and it's live. And then next Tuesday, okay, which is at 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. 8 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock my time tonight, but 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Tuesday night. And if you have somebody suffering from diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, memory problems, okay, arthritis, lots of pain in the body, gout, eczema, all kinds of things, I would suggest that you tell them to tune in and or call me at 1-800-653-1056, and I'm glad to talk to them. There is no charge for an initial consultation. Heather, who called from Canada tonight, she can call me, and I told her, and I would love to work with her, but it's her choice. You know, I'm on BBS Radio, right? BBS Radio says if it's mainstream, we're not having it on our program. Well, this is a perfect venue for Dr. Needle. Number one, these drugs from the medical community all have negative side effects. There are no exceptions. But Dr. Needle, what about my statin drug, my Pfizer drug for my blood pressure? What about my cholesterol or whatever the names? I don't keep up with the names of drugs. I don't need to. My business is to get people off of them. That I don't care what the names are. That means nothing to me. It means a whole lot of bucks for the pharmaceutical industry. But let's go back to these medicines. They are suppressing, palliating, holding down, okay, keeping the cholesterol as an example, to what they term, have decided, is a number which gets lower and lower, folks, because the lower they make the number for everyone, the more they sell. More people they can get on the drugs, the more millions in their pocket. And so, by the way, there are life-saving medicines. There are times where people cannot live any longer. You have a heart attack. It's too late. You won't have a heart attack if you're on my program. I don't care what's going on, if I can help you. And that's what I determined in the beginning. But if a drug is holding down that number, guess what's happening, okay? It's stopping a normal process of the liver making more cholesterol. It is blocking CoQ10, one of the major factors for the good running of the heart. Let's go back to Heather. Does she have normal CoQ10? No. I don't know if she's taking a statin drug, and if she's still listening, but she needs to call me because she's depleted in CoQ10. And that's one of the things that was picked up, why the heart is in a negative vibration there. And there are many others which I would work with her if she wants to call me. And that's going to be up to her. It's going to be up to her. So all of these drugs, they have a choice. They're there. It's a foreign substance. It will go in and blast something or knock something out. And then what? Well, these drugs, particularly antibiotics, that's a great example. These drugs then either are stored in the body, okay, or they've got to get rid of it. If it's stored in the system, it could be weeks or months or years later, another problem pops up somewhere else in your body. Popping up somewhere else. Well, Dr. Needle, where would that be? Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I do know. It's a predisposition for your particular genetics where that's going to go, whether it's into the breast for breast cancer, the prostate cancer, whatever it's going to be. All drugs have negative side effects. You're not going to be told that. And certainly the pharmaceutical companies have to print the side effects, but they don't go into that. And the other thing is how long that you're taking these medicines, how long you're taking that blood pressure medicine, that cholesterol medicine. So if you are on this system of mine, we are not treating anything. We are removing the causes of the sickness. When we remove the causes of the sickness and begin to put in the primary cause of sickness and disease, I'm repeating it again, is eating incompatible foods for the particular genetics of the individual. And when that is corrected, the body starts humming. Along with that, it is impossible to get everything we need from our food anymore. I don't know if you are aware, but if you take, let's say in California, these particular places where they're growing produce, after a 10-year period, the nutrition and the nutrients in the ground are drastically reduced. Does that happen? Even with crop rotation, you're still growing and getting nutrients from the soil, and they go, into the plants and convert to the nutrients that we need. And so, along with that, processed food that's consumed. My goodness. Also, we have a problem here in Atlanta because we get a tremendous amount of fabulous produce from the state of California and certainly Arizona and other areas, but the big area is California. What has happened is that because the economy like it is, shipping, extraordinary shipping cost, what happens is that these big supermarkets and some of the big farmers markets, and I'm not talking about the little stands, but these big boys bring in extra amounts of produce and they put them up in the rafters and in the coolers of the supermarket or down in their main offices and warehouses. And guess what happens? You lose vibration of freshness. And one of the things that I do is that I go into these supermarkets to buy for my wife and me and to check on, through my own personal interest, what about those beautiful looking oranges that are from California? Well, they look good. They're nice and shiny. There are no mashed or rotten parts to them. But guess what? They are nutritionally deficient. First of all, they're grown on soil that's been beat to death, and the number of minerals and trace minerals, and they're so important. That's why it's one of the major products. That's a whole session to talk about, are the 75 colloidal minerals that we carry, and so many of them out there don't work for people. And these do, because they vibrate positively in people's bodies and make a tremendous difference in their health. And the minerals, by the way, are a spark plug for the entire system to work. So here's these trace minerals, or, you know, there used to be lithium. They use that as a drug for people to help manage their brains, but in a natural occurring soil from plant sources. But here's all this gorgeous fruit and vegetables, and it's not dead, but it's so low in nutrition, and so many people are not spending money on vitamins, and I have to tell you that's another session. Because if you are buying vitamins, I guarantee you, if I go through and pick up vibrations, little to none of it is working for you. Little to none of it is working. I don't care, and I'm not mentioning names of vitamin companies. I'm not here to knock these people. I'm here to bring truth to what really is going on and why so many people are dragging around, and they say, well, I eat right. What is eat right? You'll find out if you take my program, you'll know finally what eating right really means. So, you can take drugs and surgery, and then it can show up somewhere else, and what do? You go to another specialist, and then another specialist. I want to share with you, I was going to mention earlier, a woman in her early 60s called me this week, and she said, Dr. Needle, I'm not sure what I have, but I think it's some kind of eczema. And I doused it, and it's specifically called atopic, A-T-O-P-I-C, atopic eczema. And the reason I'm bringing her up is I want you to follow with me the thinking of the average person who has been working with doctors their whole life and is unaware of anything different. And her comment to me was, how long will it take to either arrest this problem? How long to arrest it? How long or even stop the progression of it or reverse it? How long would that take? Well, that's a typical question, and that's fine. That's a logical question to ask. And then she said, I have been cut back in my work, the number of hours that I work, and I would have to get back with you to talk to you about the program. And most of the time people say, Dr. Needle, oh, my God, I expected to pay a lot more. And I run into that a lot. You should be charging more. No, I shouldn't, because I want it to be affordable for people to take and get on this program and not try to drain money out of them, because I can have more people who will finally connect and get healthy. And if my batting average was 85, 80%, 75, 50% or lower, I wouldn't be on the air tonight, folks. I wouldn't be on the air. My batting average is very, very high in the 90s. Why? Number one, I don't work with them unless I can help them. Number two, when you bring the body into balance, when you finally give it, as Heather said, what's the right protein for me? She wasn't happy with what I told her, but if she wants to get well, she would work towards it. Or, in some cases, people immediately go into the, it's up to the individual to decide, but that's something she could work towards and begin to heal that 69 years old and move down towards, as she becomes 47 or 48 or 49, and get lower and lower. So, her point to me, this lady with the eczema, well, then I can stop your program when this is cured or stopped in its tracks. And I said to her, this is a different kind of modality of healing. When you give the body what it needs nutritionally, when you give the right foods for its genetics, and prevent so many, many, many problems that would have occurred had that person not come with me. Okay, when you do that, that body gets healthy. Now, this is not my opinion, everyone. This is not my opinion. But when you stop giving the body what it needs, it will start to go back and reverse itself. And it's very likely that atopic eczema will return. And so, in her mind, I'm another doctor that you go in and take care of this doc and I'm off. And I paid you and I'm out of here. And, I still had to pay copay. My insurance doesn't cover all of this. Well, I'm not taking somebody's insurance. I make it very affordable, and they end up spending less money, particularly the people who are on vitamins and protein shakes and stuff. There are people walking around by the hundreds that I talk to, and they are protein deficient. And they'll say to me, well, Dr. Needle, I eat a lot of meat, or I eat a lot of protein. I'm eating a lot of chicken and fish. Well, just because you're eating a lot of it, is it being absorbed and assimilated for your genetics? If it's being absorbed and assimilated to irritate your cells, to irritate them and inflame them, and there comes the disease. And in the early stages, people come to me, and they are one by one, disease by disease, doing away with all of this stuff. There are times, as I said earlier, reconstructive surgery, you can't do without that, of course. You know, I understand all of that. But the majority of it, for asthma, okay, and one word pops up, I need to talk to you about it, because it's come up more than once in the last month. I want to talk to you about gluten-free products. I am here to tell you that the lectins or protein substances that I pick up vibrationally that heal the body or cause disease are the cause of the problem, not gluten. People come to me, they've been on gluten-free diets, they go on my program, bam, that's the end of that. Oh, my God, I didn't know I could feel good like this. You were right, Dr. Needle. The gluten has nothing to do with it. And I know the American Gluten Society could call me, email me, and come down on me. So what? I'm speaking the truth. That's why I'm on BBS Radio. And you're not going to hear this stuff elsewhere. You'll hear it again, like I said earlier, on Tuesday night, same company, same station one, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It'll be the rerun of the Thursday. So every Thursday night is a new program for me. So we've got probably less than 5 minutes to go, and anybody wants to call in at 1-888. This is not my office. This is for a live dowsing, 1-888-815-9756, 1-888-815-9756. I'm dedicated to do this program, and I expanded it recently. I started last year. Now I'm on 2 hours a week. I want people to understand that even if they go to the holistic, area, and that's what I did. For years, I was a typical naturopathic physician title, if you want to use that, of treating people with natural herbs and all of these antioxidants and all the stuff that's out there. But I wondered why so many people didn't get well with what I was doing. I was guessing. I was experimenting. You can stop guessing. You can stop experimenting. And I have people who have been with me, and particularly the ones that have been with me at least a year, their real age is lower, okay, than their chronological age now. And that's just after a few months, several months to a year or more. And it's very, very pleasing and exciting. And I plan to do this work as long as I'm able to do it. I want to be on the air with BBS Radio for years to come. I want more and more people to know that there is a choice beyond medical or allopathic medicine. And yes, beyond even your medical doctors who are holistic, they're still treating you. They're just using so-called natural supplements, and are they for your genetics? N-O. They're guessing, and you are being experimented upon. And just because it's not a drug doesn't mean that it cannot irritate your body. Like I told this lady earlier, Heather, green tea was not right for her. But my goodness, it's out there where it's going to heal the whole world. If I'm pronouncing this word right, resveratrol, it's in the red wine and the grapes. A lot of people can't handle that. It's irritating to them. And here's Dr. Oz on the internet telling everybody to use this. And Barbara Waters and her photograph popping up on my Yahoo homepage all the time, over and over. Spent tons of money, and I know Dr. Oz is making tons of money with his supplement. That's great. It's a fantastic supplement. It's not for everyone. Nothing is for everyone. One person's food is another person's poison, and it's important to understand that. I appreciate your time this evening. It's 5 of the hour. I thank you for listening in. I will repeat a lot of this from week to week, but I will try to vary it and have people coming on the air, having clients sometimes call me and give a testimonial, on the air, whatever. My wife is on times, and we just keep plugging away that there are three healing modalities: the medical doctor, the holistic or alternative healer, and this particular healing program, which is superior and way beyond, quantum leaps beyond, because there's a accurate way for me to figure out the genetics of somebody, and then I know, and they know too, because they know in their body, and when they go back to their doctors, they realize that, yes, I've known this. Or I heard it 2 years ago. I went to this man who told me I had ovarian cancer in such a beginning stage, and now you're telling me I have ovarian cancer. Yeah, it got big enough where the equipment of today could pick it up. Well, then it's tough. Then what are you doing? Radiation and surgery. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in. Talk to you next time. Good night.